So can you first start, tell me what's your name and where do you work?
Okay, so my name is Edith Bevo and I work for Mind in Kingston.
And who is it that Mind works with?
Well, Mind works with adults who's got mental health problems and basically.
Can you tell me what would be sort of a typical person that comes to mind? What are their problems? What is their life situation?
Well, it really depends because it's a wide variety of mental health issues. Someone has a lifelong mental health problem and needs constant support, but there are people who suffer for temporary distress, let's say a bereavement, and they need support with that. So it really depends. It's very wide-ranged, yes.
And what kind of support is it that you can give them?
Well, we've got many support we can provide, and we have counselling services, we have peer group support, we have drop-in cafes where people can just be in a supportive environment and socialise. And within that cafe, we provide groups. So group projects, so they can do art, music, drama, that kind of thing.
So in what way does these projects, like for instance the art projects, in what way does it help them? What does it achieve?
Well, I can only talk about one project that I actually lead, and that's textile arts and handcrafts. And it's a therapy for women who's got mental health issues. So that actually helps them to keep busy, gain new skills, and overcome traumas. It's used in many different ways, and women normally enjoy it.
So it gives them like something to kind of look forward to, and something to come
absolutely.
To every week, and they get to socialise as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you have sort of one person in mind that you could tell me a little bit about that you feel has had a very good or has had a change?
Well,
from this project.
Interesting, because what we do, we don't actually, this is not a therapy as such. So we all know that creative work is therapeutic, but we don't actually provide them therapy, which means that you don't know the person personally that much. You only know a few information, like the person is depressed or the person has ADHD or whatever. I had one client with ADHD, but it took her, I don't know, a few months to disclose that to me. And the only reason she disclosed it, because she... it was about sewing, and the sewing is detailed work and you've got to be patient, and she wasn't. She was really agitated and most of the time very disruptive. And she then told me to excuse her because she's got this condition and it's very difficult for her to concentrate. But then this person is someone who never misses a class. So she always comes because it helps her. And I know I had a feedback from her once, and she said... the only reason I got up today is to come to this class. So something, you know, had an impact
really
on it.
Enjoyed it. Even if it's challenging. So what can people do to sort of get in touch? Like, if people want to help out, is there any way that people can volunteer?
Absolutely. Several ways. Volunteering is one way to, you know, give up your time and do something that you love. Let's say you've got a hobby and you decide to run a group, like me with the textile arts and handcrafts, and you may be an amateur photographer and you decide to share your skill and then get in touch, and you can do that. You can set up a peer support group for you and you can do that. Or other ways to donate is you can donate through the website, send us money. Yeah, many ways.
Thank you.
Okay.
Shall I
press stop?
It is.